Being short-sighted can be deadly. I once flew to Greece in the days when airlines allowed you to smoke. Shortly after takeoff, a steward announced that someone who had suffered a heart attack needed oxygen. "Please extinguish your cigarettes!" Two Greeks refused, endangering the lives of 185 others. The cabin staff had to physically subdue them. Not that short-sighted selfishness is peculiar to Greeks. Whether it's the individual, the family, the tribe, the clan, or the nation, there's always been some reason to exclude concern for other people or other generations when considering a course of action. But in a world where everything affects everyone else, we no longer have the luxury to think only in terms of ourselves and only for today. Recent events in Greece threaten the financial health of Europe and most likely the world. There's no vision on either side. Even when Europe grudgingly comes to the rescue to save its own hide, Greeks violently refuse to accept the finger-in-the-dike measures that give lenders some hope that their money is not going straight into the Aegean. Again, this does not set Greece apart. If we want to see short-sighted recklessness, we have plenty of that at home. But we don't want that. We want intelligent, far-seeing policies and actions. In the 14th century at New College, Oxford, the builders used huge oak beams to support the dining hall roof. 500 years later, the beams became infested with beetles. How to replace them? Oak was expensive. Besides, all old growth was gone. A search of the college landholdings, however, revealed that at the time of construction, some real visionaries had planted a grove of oak trees in Scotland just for replacing those roof beams. When contacted, the present forester said, "Well, sirs, we was wondering when you'd be asking." This may be an anecdote. A long line of foresters might not have said, "You don't want to cut them oaks. Them's for the college all." Nevertheless, it was common practice to let some oaks grow for hundreds of years in anticipation of similar needs. Of course, that was a long time ago. With a Perspective, I'm Richard Friedlander.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.